of you have, whether male or female, do you have one of those permanent blushes? You know, on your cheeks. It seems like there's always that red there. I mean, it's like you're always blushing even when you're not. Well, you know, most people blush sometimes, especially when we feel shy or when we feel embarrassed. But when patches of red just pop up randomly on the cheeks or the forehead or the chin, rosacea may be the problem. If that's the case, it is time to pay your dermatologist a visit. There are pills and creams that can help. You can use a broad spectrum sunscreen every day, as sunlight is a trigger for the flushing of rosacea, but rarely frequent blushing and a pounding heart in social situations can be an anxiety disorder. If it gets bad enough that it affects your work or your other relationships, pay your doctor a visit. Y'all know we believe in that. If there's something that we can do on our own, we do it on our own. But when we need help, we get help. It doesn't matter if it means there's something going on with the family and we just need someone to pray with us. When we need help, we need help. So don't be ashamed to pay that doctor a visit. There's a reason we were given the gift of the medical practice, and the gift of the mental health practice. Help us out. So you that blush is showing up at times that you know it should not be, check it out. What about this? How many of you really, really like the color of your hair? I mean, there are so many, to me, beautiful hair colors out there. I mean, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hair colors. Black, beautiful hair color. What about hair that is actually orange with a hint of red? And I'm talking the natural hair color. I'm not really focusing right now on dyed hair colors. I'm talking about the natural color. I remember when I was probably the second grade. Yep, first or second. Well, actually, first and second grade. I had a friend who had orange hair. He had orange hair with a slight amount of orange freckles on his face. I thought that was the coolest thing. Orange hair, no dye. That was the natural color of his hair. Eyebrows, if I'm not mistaken, were the same color. How about people who have blue hair? How about people with blonde hair? How about people with brown hair? Some people with light brown hair. Some people with very dark brown hair. So many different colors of hair. And I mean, it just adds to the beauty of the collage of humanity. How many of you really like your gray hair? Yes, indeed. And sometimes, you know, we call hair gray when it's actually white. Let's split it up. Let's you know, split hairs here. Some hair really is gray, but some hair is actually white, and folks just call it gray. How many of you like your white hair? How many of you like that white hair on your grandparents' head? It's not on your head, but it's on your grandparents' hair, and you think it's just as cool? Well, let me share this with you. If you're under 40, and more than half of your hair is white, you're going gray prematurely, quote-unquote gray. Rarely, this can be the sign of a thyroid or a pigment disorder, but most often, you can thank your parents for that early gray, because you have obtained some early gray genes. That's right. Now, coloring your hair can be an easy fix. You just got to be careful, because some of those hair colorings can be harmful in one way or another. So you may want to check out the ingredients that you might find in those hair coloring products. Do some research on them and make sure you won't be getting rid of one problem just to start another. If you want to embrace your silvery locks, special shampoos can prevent yellowing. Yeah, it's so interesting to see people developing white hair or gray hair, and then over time it starts to turn yellow. You can prevent that. Premature gray does not mean that you're aging from head to toe any more quickly than normal. And that should be of great comfort to a lot of you. Just because you're graying early, that doesn't mean you're aging early. Yeah, you probably still feel pretty good, right? You can still walk, run, ride a bike. It's all good. All right. How about this? How many of you either have, especially those of you who are still in college, maybe you're just out of high school, either have or had problems with pimples? What did you do about it? You know, I remember when we were in school, one of the big things that we were told, when the pimple showed up, do not pick at them. Don't try to pull them off your face. You're just making matters worse, and you may be setting yourself up for an infection. I tell you what, I do remember some of my high school classmates literally picking at those pimples. Some of them would say they were trying to pop them. Some were literally trying to pull them off. It just seemed to me that that would have been such a painful process, whether pulling or popping. It seemed like it would be so painful. But whether there was pain or not, I can tell you there was no gain, no positive gain anyway, because really and truly, by the time they finished messing with their faces, they really did look worse than before they started messing with those pimples. And they used to tell us, hey, look, one of the best things you can do if you're having pimples, keep your hands away from your face, because whatever dirt is on your fingers, you're going to transfer that to the pimples. That will make the situation worse. You need to keep your face clean and leave those pimples alone. And of course, there were ways, healthier ways to get rid of them. How did you do? Well, let me ask you this. Some of you have probably had a situation that most of us have not had when it comes to pimples. How many of you have noticed that you've had some small white or red bumps to show up on your behind? Yes, pimples on your rear end. Now, you know you don't want to be picking down there, because you start picking down there and you got to sit on your behind. Oh, that's got to be painful. Yeah, so don't mess with that, especially since most people won't be seeing it anyway. Maybe just you. Small white or red bumps on your rear, it's most likely keratosis pilaris. Keratosis pilaris. It is a harmless skin condition that can also show up on the back, the cheeks, the upper arms, and the thighs. The condition may last for years, but it tends to go away gradually by age 30. So what can you do about those pimples that might show up on your rear end, on your cheeks, upper arms? What can you do until they do go away? Well, moisturizer may help. But get this, you may need to apply it several times a day. Not several times a week, several times a day. So, hey, but if it's going to help. All right. How many of you had stretch marks? Maybe you were really, really overweight, and you decided you were going to do something about it. And you noticed you had stretch marks in your arms and your shoulders, your legs. How many of you discovered, even while you were teenagers, that you wanted to put on weight? Yeah, being overweight was not a problem for you. You wanted more muscle mass. And so you started exercising. I mean, you were really doing a great job working out. Muscles began to grow. Skin began to grow with it. And over time, maybe you noticed stretch marks. How about those of you who have really done some growing because you were pregnant? And maybe your whole body grew, but especially your tummy. Well, when the skin gets stretched by pregnancy or weight gain or the normal growth of the teen years, depressed lines can develop. These are stretch marks, and they're a type of scar which is usually actually either red or purple to start, then fades to a glossy white. They're most common on the belly, the thighs, the hips, the breasts, and the lower back. Chemical peels or laser surgery can reduce them, but unfortunately, lotions and creams usually don't do much. Now, you may decide that you really don't want to do anything about it unless it's truly necessary. Keep in mind, they said that it is a harmless. That's why I deliberately emphasized the second part of that word, less, harmless skin condition. So health-wise, there's nothing to be concerned about. And sometimes I've noticed there are times, really and truly, when the stretch marks can go away on their own. You're not doing anything about it, not putting cream on it, not trying to have any surgical procedures done. You just go away. But it goes deeper than the eye can do. You have a pleasing personality, and that's an ever-living rare quality. More on beauty in just a few.
Attend Purses for a Purpose, presented by the Friends of Jesse Norman School of the Arts. This is a live and silent auction event of designer purses to benefit the Jesse Norman School of the Arts. The event will be held Thursday, March 15th, 6:30 p.m. at Richmond on Green, 725 Green Street. There will be heavy hors d'oeuvres, wine tasting, upscale door prizes, music, and shopping fun. Tickets are $50. And may be purchased online at jnsa.org, at the school located at 739 Green Street, or by calling 706-836-3058. Once again, Purses for a Purpose will be held on Thursday, March 15, 6:30 p.m. at Richmond on Green, 725 Green Street. You don't want to miss this exciting event.
You're listening to Praise 96.9 and 1550 AM, your praise and inspiration station.
Now, before we resume our discussion of beauty, I want to remind you that this Thursday from 1 until 1:30, we'll be hearing from Ambassador Harriet Elam Thomas as she speaks with me from her book about dynamic diversity. She is a lady who just truly has an awesome, had an awesome career. She's retired now from the Foreign Service. started out as an ambassador and worked her way up. Spent about 42 years with the Foreign Service. She's going to talk with us about her rise from being the little Elam girl to being someone who traveled the world, developing and developing relationships with people all over the world. Going to share with us her career and share with us how we can indeed embrace diversity and promote it. This Thursday at 1 o'clock, she'll be followed by Laverne Gold and Rena Powell, as they will bring us up to speed with regards to the most recent campaign that we had for the United Way of the CSRA. They're meeting, as a matter of fact, today, and they'll be meeting with me this Thursday to give us an update. Let us know how we did. On Friday, this Friday, Power Friday, Howard Chang is going to join me, and he'll be talking about prayer and psoriasis. He has a major case of psoriasis that has brought him to the point where he's really needing to combine prayer and medicine to deal with his psoriasis. He's going to share with us some principles of doing that very thing, combining prayer and medical treatment to deal with whatever disease, disorder we may be having. 1 o'clock this Friday. We'll also talk about developing resilience this Sunday. The first hour, we're going to talk about developing resilience. I imagine that there are quite a few of you who are realizing that as we look back on yesteryear and how difficult times were then compared to how difficult times are now, quite a few people are probably saying, you know, I wish times were simple again. And really and truly, they weren't simple 30 years ago, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, 5,000 years ago. But things are showing up worse now than they were 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago. You suppose it'll get any easier as time goes on? My guess is it's going to be in everyone's best interest to get some tips on how to bounce back. That's what resiliency is about, bouncing back. So we're going to have a discussion about that this Sunday. I had said that I would be trying to bring something about resilience, at least a brief note on it, once per week. I had settled on Wednesday, but I had said, you know, we might look at some other days too. And so this Wednesday, we will definitely be bringing back the broadcast from the previous Sunday, dealing with grace and justice. That'll be our last take on grace and justice for now, for quite some time. We wrapped it up, but I know again that a lot of people are in church or at your houses of worship on Sundays when that airs, and so I'm going to continue to rebroadcast that Spiritual Perspectives Hour from Sunday on Wednesday so that people can hear that then. I'm going to do that for a while because I know that there's still a lot of people who are not aware of the fact that, number one, the program does broadcast not only on air, but also online. And, you know, we have quite a few people who are still not aware of the fact that they can not only listen online, but if you have your smartphone, it is optimized for smartphone use, which is the way a lot of people get their online information. And I know you might be thinking, well, hold up now, you've been talking about this for quite some time now. I can dig it, and you're right, I have been talking about this for a few months now, maybe 3 or 4 months. However, I've talked with people as recently as the last 2 weeks who have let me know that they have never heard any of the promotionals that let people know that my program is on air at all. Not just that it can be heard online, but that there even is a program called Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And Perry Broadcasting of Augusta has been promoting that program for years. And there are a lot of people who have never heard it. And I understand, because the promotion is running, but I understand if you're not listening long enough or just at the right time that the promotional runs, you could listen maybe 2-3 hours a week and never hear the promotional. And I understand that. So, but because I understand that, I realize that it really is a good idea too for me to go ahead and continue to rotate that 1 hour of spiritual perspectives from Sunday to Wednesday, while people are getting used to the idea that, number one, we are broadcasting, and number two, that the program could be heard at 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, and it can be heard online at speakingwith.com by clicking on Listen On Live, Listen Online at your convenience. And I do mean that, at your convenience, when it's good for you. We normally have the programs published online after the airing of the radio broadcast. And so that's the general practice, whether it's during the week or during the weekend. We normally publish the online program after the on-air broadcast. But all you do, for instance, if you want to hear the conversation that I'll have with Ambassador Harriet Elam Thomas, I share with you that'll be this Thursday, which of course is March 1st. So all you do is go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and you scroll down till you see her name, Harriet Elam Thomas. Or if you can remember the date better, March 1st, 2018, that's fine. Either way, that'll get you there. Click on that link, the name of the guest, and then you'll see the segments. And just click on each segment as you're ready to listen to it. That easy. So, that's where we be, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Talking beauty. Now, this is something that's really, really concerning to me because it's something that I'm constantly working on. Sometimes a person really is physically attractive. They really are. Whether male or female, physically attractive. By the way, let me just interject this for a moment.